Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 13, Tape A, Side 2. Here now is a review of the expanded dialogue from Side 1 in narrative form. The same sequence will be followed, but the narrative will be in short segments followed by a translation. Try to follow the gist of the narrative, then, when you feel you have fully understood the content, listen to the English translation. Segment 1, Exchanges 1 through 6. Begin.
在北京有两个中国人是好朋友，一个姓陈，一个姓李。一天，小李到老陈家去看他，他见老陈就说：糟糕，我的收音机坏了，不知道是哪儿坏了。小李问他朋友，能不能给他看一下，想一个办法。小李问他忙不忙，老陈说他不忙。他问小李收音机里头有电池没有，问他电池有电没有。他说他想电池太旧了，没电了。小李说不可能，因为电池是新的，是他新买的，在上海电器商店买的。老陈说那么要是电池是新的，可能是天线坏了。他说那种小收音机里头都有天线。小李问能不能请赵师傅给看看，因为小李那几天很忙，他请他朋友老陈替他去问赵师傅，请他给检查检查。老陈说行，他可以去，没问题。他说他那天下午就可以去见赵师傅，他想赵师傅会知道收音机哪儿坏了。
And the translation. In Beijing, there were two Chinese who were good friends. One was surnamed Chen, the other surnamed Li. One day Li went to Chen's house to see him and said, "Darn it, my radio receiver is broken and I don't know what's wrong with it." Li asked his friend if he could take a look at it and figure out some way of fixing it. Li asked Chen whether he was busy or not. Chen said he wasn't busy and asked Li if there were batteries in the radio and whether they were good or not. He said that he thought the batteries were too old and were dead. Li said this was impossible because the batteries were new. He had just purchased them at the Shanghai Electrical Equipment Store. Chen said that in that case, if the batteries were new, it was possible that the antenna was broken. He told Li that in that type of small radio, the antenna was inside. Li then asked if it was possible to ask Master Worker Zhao to take a look at it. Because Li was very busy at the time, he asked his friend Chen if he would go on his behalf and see Master Worker Zhao and ask him to please check the radio receiver out. Chen said this was okay and that he would go. It was no problem. He said he would go that afternoon to see Master Worker Zhao, and he thought that Zhao would know what the problem was. Segment 2. Exchanges 7 through 11. Later, Chen is sitting in Zhao's room waiting for him and rises to his feet as Zhao enters. Begin.
老陈看见赵师傅就站起来问他好，问他什么时候回来的。老陈说他听说赵师傅回来了，所以来看他。他告诉赵师傅，上星期赵师傅的同事说赵师傅回家去了。他问赵师傅他家里的人都好吧。赵师傅看见老陈就很客气地说，坐下坐下，为什么站起来，都是老朋友。赵师傅请他坐下，告诉他哪个椅子好。赵师傅说他是回家去了，因为有几件必得办的事情， 他去了三天，他也说他家里的人都很好，也谢谢老陈。老陈告诉他，他那天去不只是去看他，也是替小李去的。他告诉他，小李的收音机坏了，请他给检查一下。他也告诉赵师傅，小李说电池是新买的。老陈说他想可能是天线坏了，他请赵师傅给看一看。赵师傅说没问题，他那儿有一部检查收音机的仪器。过了不大的时候，他告诉老陈收音机没坏，是电池没电了，不是天线坏了。老陈想这个不可能，因为电池是新买的。他想新电池不可能一天就没电了。
And the translation: Seeing masterwork of Zhao, Chan stood up and greeted him and asked him when he had returned. Chan said he had heard of Zhao's return and so had come over to see him. He told Zhao that Zhao's colleague had told him that he had gone home. He asked Zhao if everyone at home was well. Zhao, seeing Chan, very politely said, "Sit down, sit down. Why stand up? We're old friends." Zhao invited Chan to sit and told him which was the best chair. Zhao said he had returned to his home because there were a few things that he had to do there, and he had been gone 3 days. He said everyone at home was fine and thanked Chan. Chan told him that he had come that day not only to see him, but on behalf of Little Li. He told him that Li's radio receiver was broken and asked him if he would check it over. He also told Zhao that Li had told him that the batteries were newly purchased. Chan said that he himself thought that perhaps it was the antenna that was broken and asked Zhao to take a look at it. Zhao said it was no problem, that he had an instrument there for checking radios, and after a short time, he told Chan that there was nothing wrong with the radio. The batteries were dead, and it wasn't the antenna that was broken. Chan thought that this was impossible because the batteries were just bought, and he thought it was impossible that the new batteries could become dead in just 1 day. Segment 3, Exchanges 12 through 18.
赵师傅说，他想小李买的电池是老的，不是新的。他也说小李应当回去叫他们给换新的。他问老陈小李是在哪儿买的，老陈告诉赵师傅小李说是在上海电器商店买的。他说小李每次买电池都是在那儿买。老陈问赵师傅那个商店能不能给他换？赵师傅说，那家商店是一个很大的商店，卖的东西都很好，他想他们可以给小李换。老陈想，上海电器商店可能不客气，可能不肯给小李换新的。赵师傅说，要是他们不客气，那么他就自己去给小李换，他说没问题。老陈谢谢赵师傅说就那么办。赵师傅说没什么，也不麻烦。他说他那天没有要紧的事情。老陈走了，赵师傅说后天见。
And the translation: Masterworker Zhao said that he thought that the batteries Li had bought were old ones and not new. He said Li ought to take them back and have them changed. He asked Chan if Li had said where he had bought them. Chan told Zhao that Li had said he had bought them at the Shanghai Electrical Equipment Store and that he always bought his batteries there. Chan asked Zhao if he thought that the store would change them for Li. Zhao said that the store was a very large one and the things they sold were good. He thought that they would change the batteries for Li. Chen expressed the fear that the Shanghai electrical equipment store might be impolite and unwilling to exchange the batteries. Zhao said that if that were the case, and they were impolite, then he would go himself and change them. He said it was no problem. Chen thanked him and said, "We'll do it that way then." Zhao said that it was nothing and no trouble at all. He said he had nothing to do that day. When Chen left, Zhao said, "See you day after tomorrow." End of homework. Build up sequences. Beginning with this module, we will increasingly include new terms within the framework of the homework practice materials. You are not expected to memorize them, nor will you be tested on them. However, you will retain many of them, and they will help broaden your comprehension and speaking abilities. When you hear a new expression, don't let it discourage you. Listen to it several times before you check the English translation, and the chances are that within the known sentence structure, you will be able to make an educated guess as to what it means. As usual, these build-up sequences will be in the form of short paragraphs with only the newly added portion translated. Sequence 1. Begin.
前几天我开汽车从旧金山回来，我的汽车坏了。A
few days ago, I was driving my car back from San Francisco when it broke down. Repeat and add.
前几天我开汽车从旧金山回来，我的汽车坏了。我的汽车是新的，所以我先不知道哪儿坏了，我也不会检查。My
car is a new one, so at first I didn't know what was wrong, and I didn't know how to check it. Repeat and add.
前几天我开汽车从旧金山回来，我的汽车坏了。我的汽车是新的，所以我先不知道哪儿坏了，我也不会检查。真糟糕，我一点办法也没有。晚上那个时候汽车也很少。
What a mess. There was nothing at all I could do. And at that time of the evening, there were very few cars. Repeat and add.
前几天我开汽车从旧金山回来，我的汽车坏了。我的汽车是新的，所以我先不知道哪儿坏了，我也不会检查。真糟糕。 我一点办法也没有，晚上那个时候汽车也很少。我先想，不要紧，我坐在这儿听收音机。I
thought at first it doesn't matter. I'll sit here and listen to the radio. Repeat and add.
前几天我开汽车。 从旧金山回来，我的汽车坏了。我的汽车是新的，所以我先不知道哪儿坏了，我也不会检查。真糟糕，我一点办法也没有。晚上那个时候，汽车也很少。我先想，不要紧，我坐在这儿听收音机。 可是我开收音机，收音机也坏了。But
I turned on the radio, and the radio was also out of order. Repeat and add.
前几天我开汽车从旧金山回来，我的汽车坏了。我的汽车是新的，所以我先不知道哪儿坏了，我也不会检查。 真糟糕，我一点办法也没有。晚上那个时候，汽车也很少。我先想， 不要紧，我坐在这儿听收音机，可是我开收音机，收音机也坏了。我想，没问题，我这儿有一份报纸，我可以看报上的新闻。
I thought, no problem, I have a newspaper here. I'll read the news in the paper. Repeat an ad.
前几天我开汽车从旧金山回来，我的汽车坏了。我的汽车是新的，所以我先不知道哪儿坏了，我也不会检查，真糟糕，我一点办法也没有。晚上那个时候汽车也很少，我先想，不要紧，我坐在这儿听收音机，可是我开收音机，收音机也坏了。我想，没问题，我这儿有一份报纸，我可以看报上的新闻。汽车里头有灯，可是我开那个灯，那个灯也坏了。
There was a light in the car, but when I turned on the light was broken. Repeat an ad.
前几天我开汽车从旧金山回来，我的汽车坏了。我的汽车是新的，所以我先不知道哪儿坏了。我也不会检查，真糟糕。我一点办法也没有。晚上那个时候汽车也很少。我先想，不要紧，我坐在这儿听收音机，可是我开收音机，收音机也坏了。我想，没问题，我这儿有一份报纸，我可以看报上的新闻。汽车里头有灯，可是我开那个灯，那个灯也坏了。我这才知道是汽车的电池没电了。
It was only then that I realized that it was the car's battery that was dead. Note,
我这才知道。
Literally, I hear or then only knew. Now a repeat of the entire sequence. Begin.
前几天我开汽车从旧金山回来。我的汽车坏了，我的汽车是新的，所以我先不知道哪儿坏了，我也不会检查，真糟糕，我一点办法也没有。晚上那个时候汽车也很少，我先想，不要紧，我坐在这儿听收音机，可是我开收音机，收音机也坏了。我想，没问题，我这儿有一份报纸，我可以看报上的新闻。汽车里头有灯，可是我开那个灯，那个灯也坏了。我这才知道是汽车的电池没电了。
End of full translation. Several days ago, I was driving my car returning from San Francisco when the car broke down. My car is a new one, so at first I didn't know what was wrong, and I didn't know how to check it. What a mess! There was nothing at all that I could do, and at that time of the evening, there were very few cars on the road. I thought at first, it isn't important, I'll sit here and listen to the radio. But when I turned on the radio, it too was broken. I thought,No problem. I have a newspaper here. I'll look at the news in the paper. There was a light in the car, but when I turned on the light switch, the light too malfunctioned, and it was only then that I knew that it was the car's battery which was dead. Sequence 2. Continuing the story. Begin.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的汽车。
At this point, a very large automobile, a truck, arrived. It was a post office vehicle. Note the word 卡车, truck. The word is derived from the N sound of the English word truck, in other words, 客. which in Chinese comes out as 卡, thus 卡车. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的车。那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。
The truck stopped behind my car. Note, 停, to stop or park, and distinguish this word 停, rising tone, from the word used in the previous paragraph, 停, level tone, to listen, to hear. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了。是邮局的车，那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见车上有两个人，都是男人。
I saw that there were two people in the vehicle. Both were men. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了。是邮局的车，那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见车上有两个人，都是男人。开车的那位就从卡车上下来，到我的汽车这儿来了。
The driver got down from the truck and came over to my car. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的车。那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见卡车上有两个人，都是男人。开车的那位就从卡车上下来，到我的汽车这儿来了，很客气地对我说：“先生，您的汽车坏了吧？”
And very politely said to me, "Sir, I take it that your car has broken down." Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的车。那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见车上有两个人，都是男人。开车的那位就从卡车上下来，到我的汽车这儿来了，很客气地对我说：“先生，您的汽车坏了吧？”我说：“对了。”我的电池没电了，所以我的车不能动了。
I said, "That's right. My battery is dead, so my car can't move." Note, "don't" means to move. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的车。那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见车上有两个人。都是男人。开车的那位就从卡车上下来，到我的汽车这儿来了，很客气地对我说：“先生，您的汽车坏了吧？”我说：“对了，我的电池没电了，所以我的车不能动了。”他说：“不要紧，没问题，我的同事会修理汽车。”
He said,It doesn't matter. No problem. My colleague knows how to repair automobiles. Note, 修理, to repair, mend, or fix. Repeat and add. This is the full sequence.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的车。那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见车上有两个人，都是男人。开车的那位就从卡车上下来，到我的汽车这儿来了，很客气地对我说：“先生，您的汽车坏了吧？”我说：“对了，我的电池没电了，所以我的车不能动了。”他说：“不要紧，没问题，我的同事会修理汽车，我们车上有检查汽车的仪器。”我叫他给你检查检查。
We have instruments on our truck for checking cars. I'll tell him to check it over for you. Now a full translation. At this point, a very large truck arrived. It was a post office vehicle and it stopped behind my car. I saw that there were two people in the vehicle, both men. The driver got down from the truck and came over to my car and very politely said to me, "Sir, I take it that your car has broken down." I said, "That's right. My battery is dead, so my car won't move." He said, "It doesn't matter. No problem. My colleague knows how to repair cars, and we have instruments on our truck for checking cars. I'll tell him to check it over for you." End tape A, side 2. Several days ago, I was driving my car returning from San Francisco when the car broke down. My car is a new one, so at first I didn't know what was wrong, and I didn't know how to check it. What a mess! There was nothing at all that I could do, and at that time of the evening, there were very few cars on the road. I thought at first, "It isn't important. I'll sit here and listen to the radio." But when I turned on the radio, it too was broken. I thought, "No problem. I have a newspaper here. I'll look at the news in the paper." There was a light in the car, but when I turned on the light switch, the light too malfunctioned, and it was only then that I knew that it was the car's battery which was dead. Sequence 2, continuing the story. Begin.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的汽车。
At this point, a very large automobile, a truck, arrived. It was a post office vehicle. Note the word 卡车, truck. The word is derived from the N sound of the English word truck, in other words, 客, which in Chinese comes out as 卡, thus 卡车. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的车。那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。
The truck stopped behind my car. Note, 停, to stop or park, and distinguish this word 停, rising tone, from the word used in the previous paragraph, 停, level tone, to listen, to hear. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了。是邮局的车，那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见车上有两个人，都是男人。
I saw that there were two people in the vehicle. Both were men. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了。是邮局的车，那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见车上有两个人，都是男人。开车的那位就从卡车上下来，到我的汽车这来了。
The driver got down from the truck and came over to my car. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的车。那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见卡车上有两个人，都是男人。开车的那位就从卡车上下来，到我的汽车这儿来了，很客气地对我说，先生，您的汽车坏了吧。
And very politely said to me, Sir, I take it that your car has broken down. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的车。那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见车上有两个人，都是男人。开车的那位就从卡车上下来，到我的汽车这儿来了，很客气地对我说，先生，您的汽车坏了吧？我说，对了。我的电池没电了，所以我的车不能动了。
I said, "That's right. My battery is dead, so my car can't move." Note, "don't" means to move. Repeat and add.
这时候有一辆很大的卡车来了，是邮局的车。那个卡车就停在我的汽车后头了。我看见车上有两个人。都是男人。开车的那位就从卡车上下来， 到我的汽车这儿来了，很客气地对我说，先生，您的汽车坏。